that's the Rainmakers, and Brian McTavish is here. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm right here.
That song is titled Missouri.
He says Misery Girl. Is he having fun with us?
Well, there's Missouri, Missouri, then Misery, I guess.
Yeah, he's having a little fun with us there. That's the great, and it's going to be great, I think, 10 or 20 years from now, as he was 10 or 20 years ago. Bob Walkenhorst, the front man of that wonderful traditional KC rock and roll band, the Rainmakers.
They were something.
And they are something. It's a 10 o'clock show Saturday night at Knucklehead Saloon. They have another fun song that's brand new, or pretty brand new. It's called Go Down Swingin'. Huh. And that reminds me of my old friend, your old pal. He was a pal to everybody, Buck O'Neill.
Yes.
And every time you'd see him, especially if there was a kid around, he'd say, keep swinging. Keep swinging. I've never had better advice. That goes for youngins and graybeards alike. Steve, Bob, and Rich, that was the first incarnation. They were a rock and roll trio before they became the full-blown quartet, the Rainmakers.
How big did they get?
Okay, they got pretty darn big.
Yeah.
They actually were part of a clothing fashion spread in Rolling Stone.
Really?
In the 1980s, which I kind of did a double take. I mean, these are fine-looking men. It's fine. It's okay with me, but I was kind of shocked. They had that pretty darn big hit on MTV called Let My People Go Go, which was, strangely enough, biblically inspired, but with some wit and wisdom there. They had another song called Government Cheese, which I think, that was singer-songwriter Everyman Walkenhorst weighing in on some sort of socio-political thing. I think it was the welfare state. But, then and now, you can still dance to it, and that's the beauty of it.
They performed 10 p.m. Saturday evening at Knuckleheads. Speaking of sort of acts from the distant past, Donna Summer passed away today.
Very sad.
Yeah,
very
sad.
Last Dance, Donna Summer. Yeah. What's the other big hit she had?
Ooh, Love to Love You, Baby.
Love to Love You, Baby.
Yeah, that was...
So talented. So sorry to hear that.
Very, very sad news. Okay. Listen to that because
we're going to talk about something awesome and cosmic and fantastic and something we've never quite ever talked about before on fine radio program.
There's something we've missed in all these years together.
You're very complimentary of my prowess in collecting information. Yeah. Thank you, my friend. We've talked about comic book spectaculars, right? We've talked about science.
You love them so much.
I love them, and science fiction shows and pop culture get-togethers, right? This is like that, but it's not that.
Mm.
It's Spectrum Fantastic Art Live. It's an international art fair.
My goodness.
For creators of the fantastic. 200 art exhibitors, panel discussions, lectures, live painting demonstrations.
My goodness.
Portfolio reviews by renowned art directors. If you're an artist, if you're a student, a collector, or just a plain old everyday casual fan of spacey art, horror, mystery, you name it, you should check out this event.
It's all here this weekend.
It's all here this weekend. It's the first, but hopefully not last, annual event. 3 to 7 Friday, 10 to 6:30 Saturday. Award show that night with the Quixotic Dance Troupe that Saturday night. And then back at, this is all happening at Bartle Hall Grand Ballroom downtown. Then it comes back 10 to 4 p.m. on Sunday. There's really an agenda here for the artists, okay?
Yeah.
They want the spotlight on them, away from the periphery of comics, science fiction, all that pop culture stuff. They want to network, social opportunities, sales opportunities. It is what I think can be boiled down to graphic wonderfulness. Check it out, live it. First got it when he was 6, didn't know any tricks. Matter of fact, first time he got on it, he slipped. Landed on his hip and busted his lip. For a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here. But shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something. Well, you're good on that track. That's actually skateboarding music. Did you know that?
And my sons are into that.
I was going to ask you. I mean, they actually get up on the board?
It's longboarding, not skateboarding.
Huh?
They admonish me for calling it skateboarding. They call it longboarding.
And I appreciate you pulling back and not directly admonishing me.
Well,
thank you.
The name is what
it
the
is
name
what
is.
It is. Okay, this is all about this weekend. Friday and Saturday nights at Sprint Center. It's the Street League Skateboarding Tour, competitive skateboarding on a one-of-a-kind concrete skate plaza. 24 of the best professional skateboarders in the world.
Wow.
Competing on this tour for more than $1.6 million in prize money. Names like Sean Malto, Chris Cole, Paul Rodriguez, Ryan Scheckler, Chaz Ortiz.
Chaz Ortiz?
Those names mean nothing to me. Do you reckon?
Me neither.
Okay,
I just did that for effect.
They mean nothing to me and obviously nothing to you, but they are names that send shivers up and down the skinned knees and elbows of countless skateboarders out there who just can't wait to see their heroes in jaw-dropping action.
That's this weekend at Sprint, right?
Absolutely. Check it out.
You got the funk. You got the funk. You've always had the funk.
How badly do you want the funk, Steve?
Badly. Badly.
That badly?
Badly.
You know who's going to give it to you?
Who's going to give me the funk?
Real good?
George Clinton.
George Clinton and his P-Funk All-Stars.
P-Funk All-Stars.
That's right. The mastermind of the Parliament Funkadelic Collective during the 1970s. 40 R&B hits. 3 platinum albums. Impossible to estimate influence on hip-hop and beyond today. Will be there at Crossroads KC at Grinders at 8 o'clock Friday night. I do have something that I stumbled on when I was doing my research for this fine program. He is now known in some corners as a cash-strapped funk icon. Is that a title that you would accept?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. He's been in trouble financially for quite some time. He was trying to raise $50,000 recently to preserve his recording studio in Florida. Now, how was he going to do that?
By coming to Grinders in Kansas City.
Well,
Yeah, right.
Well, he was trying to get money from fans, right? So, you know, he would, in exchange for contributions to save his studio and all those recordings and so forth, he would autograph a CD, a T-shirt. For $10,000, you could collaborate with him.
Okay, that's 8 p.m. Friday at Crossroads KC at Grinders, right?
Yep.
Okay, what do we got here?
This just might, well, I'm going to tell you, this just might have your name written all over it. Bob James, the Grammy Award-winning jazz pianist, is going to be showing up and really entertaining the crowd with our very own jazz stalwarts here in town. Bobby Watson,
wow.
Rod Fleeman,
great.
Tommy Ruskin, and James Albright, 7 o'clock Sunday at Finnegan's in North Kansas City. And that little tune, that's Bob James' tune. That's he called it Angela, but it's better known to millions around the globe as the theme from the 1970s sitcom Taxi.
You know the place to my heart, which is through jazz. That's Brian McTavish with another great list of weekend to-do stuff.
With your help.
Thanks for coming in.
And support.
That's Brian McTavish. You'll find a complete list of all of Brian's picks, along with information about all of our guests and subjects at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Tomorrow, the return of KC Category. Some local celebrities tell us their favorite things to do and places to go in Kansas City. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.